It probably applies to both, but probably where I experience it most intensely, and therefore probably the audience, is in live performance, because I have very directly, I guess, tested, I'm testing boundaries around cultural ideas of femininity, or ideas, people's perceptions of cultural and ideas of femininity through a kind of a social arena. And so I very much use, I guess, social discomfort or social obedience of the audience to, I really play with that and challenge people and challenge their personal boundaries as a way of kind of raising ideas around cultural ideas of femininity. So I would think I think the audience experience boundaries very strongly in the live part. I think it very much does come across in my new media work as well. Particularly because I play very much with the gaze, and again, I'm trying to almost reach the audience on a personal level to raise questions around cultural notions of femininity and cultural representations of gender. So I often speak through the screen or the lens, or I'm often relating through lens-based media to an audience as if they were actually in my presence. And so it's definitely present in both, but I think very intensely, I would say, and in a much more visceral and experiential way in my live practice, definitely.